This is New England Public Radio. It's February school vacation and the first full week that Massachusetts legislative committees have membership and chairs. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Matt.
It's good to talk to you again, too.
Hey, how concerning is it to be starting the budget season now, what, 6 or 7 weeks into the legislative session, and there are new ways and means chairs?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly behind the eight ball. This is not abnormal, though it feels like it's taken a long time to get to this point where we have these new chairs. But, you know, the Speaker and the Senate President taking their time, as they often do at the beginning of the start of a two-year session. The difference, of course, being that both of them had to name new budget committee chairs, and both of them will be starting from scratch. More pressing, of course, in the House. They have about 10 weeks to kind of digest the governor's budget and put together a plan that the House can debate in April, which is the time frame that they operate under. So the new chairman, Aaron Michaelwitz from the north end of Boston, saying on Thursday last week that he is ready to get to work. The speaker saying that committee hearings will need to start immediately on the governor's budget, and I think that's the first order of business that we're likely to see get scheduled and underway.
The Ways and Means Committee's chairs, Senator Rod Riggs and Representative Michaelwitz, when it comes to looking at the economy, Michaelwitz has said that the state has a diverse economy and there are emerging segments of the economy. Are they on the same page?
Yeah, I mean, Michaelwitz saying that his number one priority is to keep the Massachusetts economy moving. But you have to understand that Michaelwitz is coming out of a role that he's played in the House for the past several sessions as chair of the Financial Services Committee, where he's been dealing with things like regulating and taxing Uber and Lyft rides. And so he's been concentrating on figuring out how to both foster growth in these new innovation sectors, but also make sure that consumers are protected. So that's where he's coming from and where he's approaching this. And there are certainly new and emerging fields that are going to have to be looked at by lawmakers in the future. And he is, someone who has been at the forefront here on Beacon Hill of trying to strike that balance between allowing these industries to grow, but also not letting them just kind of run wild and leaving consumers unprotected.
Well, right now, revenues more than halfway through our current fiscal year seem to be running below expectations by about $400 million. What measure are lawmakers using to kind of take the temperature of the state's fiscal situation and look forward?
Yeah, that's right. Revenues did decline both in December and January, disappointing months. The new chairs of the budget committees saying that they're watching, and of course there are some big months to come, particularly April, that could turn around the finances. And also the administration, not too concerned at this point. A lot of this has to do with overestimating what would be the withholding taxes. Some of these changes, difficult, I guess, in the first year after the federal tax reform law kind of changed how much these states are collecting in these income taxes and the withholding taxes. So a lot of states going through this as their estimates have been a bit off. But the administration saying that when you look at the total picture, less than 1% of the total state budget now is this deficit that they hope that they can manage through, particularly if it comes in the area of capital gains and these other investment-type taxes that they have budgeted high amounts for, but that would typically just get funneled into the state's reserve account. So it's not really affecting total spending. If they come up a little short there, it will just lower the amount of their ability to save at the end of this fiscal year. So right now, Governor Baker's administration is saying they think they can manage through this.
So it's been a few days since lawmakers were named to committees. Did you see any expressing surprise or disappointment by those committee appointments, or were any of those shocks to you?
No, not yet. I mean, it may actually be a little surprising how well-received some of these were, particularly in the Senate. An interesting choice by Karen Spilka to go with Senator Mike Rodriguez, a moderate who he himself, when presented with that moniker, said that, yes, it's true. He said he was in the boring middle. And, you know, as the Senate in particular has moved to the left, a lot of new liberal members appointed. It's interesting that Spilka would go with someone who's a moderate, particularly as the state is getting ready for a big debate over revenue and how to invest money in education, transportation, and other fields. But both the new chair saying that they're open, they're not foreclosing the idea of new revenues or taxes. But, you know, if you're reading the tea leaves, it's going to take something to get a major bill done. Except, of course, if we're talking probably about the millionaire's tax, which would still be about 4 years down the line, but something that's still broadly popular here on Beacon Hill.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶